Yes. We are back in full effect. It is your boy, Roddy Perry. You're tuned to the Roddy Perry Live, and we are live once again doing it so cold, so cool, and direct. And it's another Music Monday, man. And when I do these Music Mondays, man, these are our highest rated shows because, you know, as people of color, which I definitely am one of those, we just love and connect to music on so many levels, man. And whether it's in song or an instrument or you know let me tell y'all something. I ain't really never told nobody this. On my bucket list, before they shove the dirt in my face, I want to learn how to play the piano. That's right, Rodney Perry. I want to learn how to play the piano, and not because I'm musically inclined. I just want to be the guy one day, and y'all all know what I'm talking about when I say the guy. I'm talking about that dude that walks up to some random party and there happens to be a piano and dude just start playing. I want to be that dude. I want to be that dude one day. So y'all bear with me. I'm going to get this done before it's all over. And, man, I got an incredible show lined up for y'all. My man, Jay Henry, who was a friend of the show, he's been on before. He's got together, oh, my God, he got together with the Rude Boys. Let me tell you something. These guys were handpicked by the late Gerald LaVert himself, and they now call Atlanta home, man. I get a chance to meet these guys and talk with them all the time on the Atlanta scene, and just good dudes on so many levels. But talk about knockdown, sang, sang. And then the homie Jay Henry is ridiculous, so he done got together with them. And they got this project that's really awesome. So we're going to talk about it. We're going to hit a song, and we're going to figure out how they got together because, you know, it's always a story on how people get together. Get it together. So, all right, y'all stay right there. This is Roddy Perry. When I come back, we'll be talking to the Rude Boys and my man Jay Henry. Y'all don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Hi. You are not going to believe this. I bought Pepsi Next.
What's Pepsi Next?
It's the new cola from Pepsi. It's got real cola taste, but 60% less sugar.
Real cola taste, 60% less sugar.
I know.
It's unbelievable. Yeah.
But this is the most impressive thing I've ever experienced in my entire life.
Oh, definitely. I've never had anything like it. My parents are going to...
Yeah, they're going to be so proud.
Introducing Pepsi Next. Drink it to believe it.
Are you getting this, honey? Going viral.
You got to get it together. Shouts out to my man, Howie Bell. Hey, y'all, stay right there. We'll be right back with more Rodney Perry Live.
Hey, y'all, stay right there. We come back more Rodney Perry Live.
Hey, y'all, it's Rodney, and I'm back in full effect. Let's do this. Let's start the show with my man, Jay Henry. What's up? You on live, Rodney Perry Live. How are you, brother?
I'm good, man. What's good with you, fam?
Man, first of all, man, I got a bone to pick with you. Last time, man? I had you on the show, you pulled out your saxophone over the air, and then I had ladies calling for weeks, clogging up my lines, man. Why you do that?
Hey, man, you know, hey, that's the Jay Henry way. You know how we do it.
Are you listening to yourself as we talk? I hear echo.
Yeah, I got the radio up.
Yeah, turn that shit down.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, hey, all jokes aside, man, tell me about this project first of all, man. I know that you, the actual whole CD and one of the tracks that you had opportunity to work with the Rude Boys on. Tell me about the whole project.
Man, this project with the Rude Boys, it was actually a blessing, man, just to be able to work with them. Growing up being a fan of theirs from a child, you know, a teenager rather. But,
hold on. You saying a child? Wait a minute. You wasn't no child. These boys ain't that old, cause they about my age, and I know you every bit about 46 yourself.
Nah, man, 31.
Okay, I guess you could have been a young buck, you know, when they was out doing their thing. So you connected with the. How did it happen, man? How'd y'all connect?
Now, believe it or not, we actually met at Madeline Smith's birthday party. I believe it was the one she had at Acoustic Jazz.
Okay.
We met there right after they sung Written All Over Your Face, actually, Kenny and Joey. And I was walking by with my saxophone, and Kenny stopped me and was like, hey, yo, man, that's a sax. I was like, yeah. He was like, really? So we actually exchanged numbers, and kept in touch, and then he called me one day and like, look, man, we got this song we're working on, and I think a sax would be good on it. I talked to the guys, and they want you to come through. So we went through and got in the studio and knocked it out, and, you know, now it's out, and I think it's a future classic.
All right, well, I love it. I tell you what, I got the Rude Boys. They all laying in the cut waiting on the line, but I want to play for my audience. I want to play this joint. What's the name of it?
Let Me Be the One.
Let Me Be the One. Now, what's the story behind this song, man? Because I know you always got some type of story.
Well, really, the story is basically, you know, we talking to the woman, you know, basically telling her, let me be the one. I want to be the one that you grow old with. I want to be the one to fulfill all your needs, you know. It's a classic love ballad.
Wow. Hey, y'all heard the man say it. Hey, this is Roddy Perry. You're tuning in to Roddy Perry Live. The name of the song is Let Me Be the One. J. Henry and the Rude Boys. What? To the Roddy Perry Live. The name of the song is Let Me Be the One. That is a beast, Jay Hen.
Oh, thank you, man. I can't take all the credit for it, though, man. The Rude Boys really did their thing on that, man.
Man, they really got in there. Let me ask you this, as a musician, when you're working with a group that sings so well, and but you're kind of standing on equal footing in terms of usually as an instrumentalist, you kind of in the background, but you're featured on this joint. Is that a different approach for you?
Yeah, it's really a different approach, especially background. You have a structured part you play, but as a feature in this sense, you know, you're pretty much added voice. It's just like doing a duet almost. But at the same time, you still have to be very tasteful in what you're playing and not overshadow what they're doing, but at the same time, keep the same energy that they're bringing.
Right. Hey, well, you definitely brought the energy, man. Tell you what, Jay Henry, hold on the line. I got to get these guys on here. I got to get them talking. So you stay right there and get your sax ready, man, because you're not going to get off here without playing something.
All right.
All right, no doubt. Hey, this Roddy Perry. Let me see if I can find these guys. You know, I don't know if y'all know this or not, but Roddy Perry know people. I know people around this town here in Atlanta, and if y'all don't know, that's right. We broadcasting live from Atlanta, and here in Atlanta, the community is growing with all these great people, people like Kenny Miles, people like Joey Beans, people like my man G. You know,
oh, watch out!
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the Roddy Perry Live Show, The Rude Boys. What's up, gentlemen?
Now I want to
talk to y'all individually and collectively. I had an opportunity a couple of weeks back at the Hank Stewart event to talk with Mr. Joey Beans to really kind of hear the story of the Rude Boys, how y'all all came about. Can y'all just give me, and whoever wants to take this can take it, but give me the story on how the Rude Boys became the Rude Boys.
How you doing? This is Joey Beans in the house. And Kenny, are you here, Kenny?
Oh, I'm here.
Hey, Kenny, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, I'm blessed and highly favored.
Hey, G, how are you doing, buddy?
Hey, guys, how you doing, JoJo and Jesse?
Yeah, what's up, Mr. Rodney Perry? How you doing, bro?
How you doing,
hey,
brother?
Hey, guys, man. I can't thank y'all enough for coming on. Joey, man, I got an opportunity to really chop it up with you and to hear your personal story, which is amazing. I got to have you back on. We got to talk about that. But take me back to before the Rude Boys were the Rude Boys. How did it all come about, man, Joey?
Man, well, basically, we started out as the Rude Boys in Cleveland, man, and we were discovered by Gerald Levert, singing in a nightclub. Actually, I was singing in another member was singing together, and Gerald expressed he really worked with us, man, and, you know, at that time, I was a youngster, man. I was probably like about 19 or 20, and Gerald was, you know, with the group Levert at that time, and they had a big hit, Casanova, which was one of their first big hits, and I couldn't believe it, and the next day we went over to the house to visit with Gerald. He had us come over, and his father was there, legendary Eddie Levert from the OJs, and we sang for him, sang our hearts out, me and the other guy, and, man, he was like, they're all right. So Gerald was like, oh, Pops, man, whatever, man. You know, I like these guys. So we went on to work with Gerald, man, and we worked on our first album, and from that album spawned two number one hits, which one was Are You Lonely For Me, and the second one was the mega smash, which still rings today on the radio cross country everywhere every day. It's written all over your face. And it was a wonderful thing. We won Billboard Song of the Year in 91, which seems like many rains ago. But,
right, wow.
You know, the song still stands strong as good music. And, you know, we just kept doing our thing for a while, and the group kind of like disbanded for a while. And we came back together after Gerald's death. And, you know, I made a pledge to try to keep Gerald's dream alive, and also the dreams that we all put together, you know, to try to just put good singers out here and do good music. And I relocated to Atlanta, and I'm caught up with G, LeBeau, and I just told him that I was reconstructing the group, and he brung in Kenny Miles, and it's been that way ever since. And that was like in around 2010. So we've been going real strong for a good solid 2 years and a half, man, just really traveling the country and entertaining and, you know, traveling and working with other groups from the 90s. And just doing our thing, man. And, you know, we got a new album this on the horizon, and we got this lovely single with Jay Henry, who's a great saxophone artist, man. And I really appreciate him for, you know, allowing us to be his single, you know, allowing this song to be his single, man, because it's a beautiful song, you know.
Y'all killed this song on so many levels. Joey just spoke to it. You guys reconnected. What's it like to be a part of this group, man, and a part of the history that they have?
And it's a privilege at the same time, man, because I was always a fan of the Rude Boys before I got in the group. I've been around them since I was about 19, around Joe and Buddy used to be in the group, too. So, you know, I've been around them, and I was on Gerald Levert album, like, in 95. We were signed under the OJs. I was in another group, like, around 94, 95, but I was always around them because Buddy, the one who brought us to the OJs, he was the original with the Rude Boys, man. And we ended up being on Gerald's album, and two of the songs were singles. I don't know if you remember the song Answering Service.
Yeah.
And it was another song, How Many Times. We saw that was us on the hook on there, singing the backgrounds on it.
Wow.
And we also wrote on that album, too. It was titled Groove On. So I've been in the family, you know, around the Cleveland clique, man, since I was a teenager, pretty much, you know what I'm saying? And then when Joe told me about putting the group together, man, I was like, yeah, man, I'm in. I'm down. And then I knew he wanted one more other member, and I'm like, man, I got to sing Buddy parts, man. I'm going to need help because Buddy was hard. Man, I know you know Buddy,
right,
the original
right.
member.
Yeah,
so I'm like, man, Kenny got my back. Right. I'm like, Kenny got my back with the rain. So on a bad night, I'm like, I'm going to have to throw the football to my partner, and I know he can pull it. So, you know what I'm saying? So I had to bring Kenny, and Kenny dependable, man, and we grew up together, man. Like, I went to his school prom, me and ex-girlfriend back in the day. And so I've been knowing Kenny, man, all my life pretty much. So I brought Kenny in, man. I'm like, cause we've been in previous groups together when we lived in L.A. So
okay.
I knew Kenny was dependable. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, and he also, you know what I'm saying, besides that classic voice you got, I'm like...
Speak to this, G. How important is dependability, especially when you're in a group?
Man, that's everything. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, you got your word, man, and everything that you do really counts. You know what I'm saying? If you tell somebody you're going to do something, you got to be able to come through because it's enough in the industry going on where, you know, you can be replaced anytime. You know what I'm saying? So dependability to me is, and your word, you know, just being, you know, is a lot. You know, and Kenny is that kind of guy. He's a stand-up guy, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, I know you'd be perfect for the group, man. And we all like brothers, man. All three of us is like a perfect match. We got three different sounds, but it works together. You know what I'm saying? So
let's talk about that. Kenny, man, first of all, thank you for coming on, man. The gentleman that spoke to your dependability, your range, to come on board of a brand that was already in place, like the Rude Boys. Was that ever a scary thing for you, man?
Man, you know, it wasn't a scary thing for me. It's just the, you know, knowing whether or not, or the unknowing of whether or not you're gonna, you know, match and gonna mesh in with everybody. You know, I've been on the scene for a minute, doing it, man. Like, you know, G said. They called G, actually, was in a group in California and called me out from Indiana. I was like, man, we want you to be in this group. And I was like, me? He's like, yeah. I said, okay, if that's what y'all want, you know. At that time, I'm not even really thinking about music, you know. I was singing a little bit. But I've been doing it, man, and I just started getting phone calls and from people and doing background, doing tours for people, Christina Aguilera.
Right.
You know, just different people, man. I've just been blessed. I mean, when I say I can't tell you how blessed I've been over the last, you know, 10, 15 years, you know, just being able to work and in the industry and keep it going.
I think that's a great great sentiment to bring the rest of the guys back in on, because it is a huge blessing. I look at you guys having chart-topping success, having a name that's a household name. People know it when they hear it, which people go their whole career and never have that. You know, I was talking to a good friend of mine the other day, and we was talking about how there are people that could sing that you're never going to hear about. You know, there are people that's knocked down vocalists that, you know, if they don't get on American Idol or The Voice, you're never, ever going to hear about them because maybe they don't have the look, or maybe they don't have the you know, anything. Maybe they get, you know. So what is – speak to me, and you guys could take it. You know, Joey, you could start off. Speak to me about what the blessing is of what you guys have, man.
Well, the blessing is, first of all, that we're all different individuals. The three of us all possess a different personality that complements each other. And like I always tell everybody, man, since I moved here to Atlanta, I've learned some good quality things from these two guys, G LeBeau and Kenny Miles, and it has improved me as a man and even as an artist, as a singer. You know, they push me to the limits, and I believe I can speak for all of us when I say that we push each other to the limits to get the max out of each other, to give to the
man.
And it's a great thing when you can come, you know, you got three brothers that sing from the soul, from the heart, because we have passion, we love what we do, we love entertaining people, and, you know, we love the attention that comes with it, you know, with satisfying, satisfying their thirst for soul, you know.
There you go.
And,
okay, that was good,
a great
Joe.
Thing,
that
man.
Was good.
It's a great thing.
Yeah, man. So I tell you what I'm gonna do. G, Kenny, Joey Beans. I cannot have y'all on without playing this song, man. I've seen y'all do it live, which is crazy live. I've seen it on so many levels, and now to have y'all on the line, I gotta play it. I gotta play it. Y'all stay right there. It's Roddy Perry, Roddy Perry Live. The name of the song is written all over your face. Oh.
Yo, Larry, man, you think you can sing this song today?
We got a horse today,
you
man.
You pulling it out.
Buddy,
what about you, Joe?
Nah, man, Melvin.
I'm too hot for me, man.
Well, look, hey, here, do it. Come on, man, come on. Hold on.
Kick the show down, show down. Better than any word I've ever heard.
fight. Hey, y'all, this is Roddy Perry. You're tuning in to Roddy Perry Live. That's the Rude Boys, my men. They got it. That's one of the greatest songs, man. You guys, man, are constantly touring. Let me ask you this. Where y'all going to be, man? What can people see y'all live?
Well, the next show here, when is the next show, I take out this way?
The next
one we're doing that we got in Cincinnati next.
Yeah, we're in Cincinnati September the 7th in Cincinnati, Ohio. Then September the 27th and 28th, we're in D.C. and Maryland. But in the Atlanta area, most likely it will be around the Thanksgiving or Christmas season.
Let me tell you something, Joy Beans. Roddy Perry Live worldwide. So we got fans all over the country. So we're going to tell people about it. And, man, I'm just a fan, man. And you know, anybody know that follow this show know that, you know, I'm an R&B head. So, you know, I got to be honest, man. I was a little starstruck when I met y'all. You know, I'm keeping it real. And then to meet y'all and find out all y'all was cool, that's dope to me. You know, I mean, Kenny always got the funky fresh mohawk trimmed up. You know what I'm saying? Joey Beans be always dressed to the nines with the bow tie game tight. You know,
you be
doing it, keeping beating off the chicks. You know.
I keep the spectacles on, you know.
Yeah, you got the glasses, everything. So, man, it's a beautiful thing. Speak to me about this song y'all did with J. Henry, man, because I know people get at y'all all the time about doing stuff. Why did y'all take this project?
Well, man, G actually started with the production on this song, man, and we came in and started writing on it. And as we were in the midst of recording it, I mean, we may have been about maybe the second verse in, and I was like, dude, it's missing something. I'm like, we need something else on it. And I was like, oh, J. Henry, let me call him up and see if he's available. And he probably drove about 45 miles to the studio when he came out that day. And he laced it. He went in one take. He just played down the song one take, and we were just looking at each other like, okay, I think that's it.
I tell you what, let's do this. Let's bring my man J. Hen back. Cause, you know, last time, I don't know if y'all heard me at the top of the show. Last time I had J. Henry on, dog, the lines went crazy. J. Henry pulled out his saxophone. J. Henry pulled out his saxophone and went crazy. The ladies was hitting me up, blowing me up. And I'm like, man, let's see if we can get this dude to play again. J. Hen, you ready, dog?
Yeah, man, I'm going to come off the cuff this time, too.
Like
uh-oh.
That? Okay.
It's on.
Right, here we go.
That's how you getting down. That's the way you going to do it to him, J-Head. Hey, all jokes aside, man, awesome. People can find you at J. Henry Music. He's on Facebook at J. Henry Sip. No, I'm sorry, that's SJP. J. Henry's JP, right? Is that right?
No, J. Henry Jazz.
J. Henry Jazz. J. Henry Jazz on Twitter. That's J-H-E-N-R-Y Jazz on Twitter. Check this brother out and the Rude Boys. It ain't hard to find them. They're at The Real Rude Boys. The Real Rude Boys. That's on Reverb Nation. That's on Facebook and that's on Twitter. Gentlemen, G, where can people find you, man, other than that?
That's G LeBeau. That's my Twitter and Facebook. Oh, so and Instagram.
And that's LEBEAUD.
Yeah, G.LEBEAUD.
Okay, G LeBeau. And Joey Beans, what can the people find you at?
Simply Joey Beans, what is Z? J-O-E-Y-B-E-N-Z. And on on Twitter, Joey Beans with a Z Little. Joey Beans Little on Twitter, Joey Beans with a Z on Instagram.
Love it. Kenny Miles, where can people find you, dog?
Yes, indeed. That's KENIMYLES. Any of them, as long as you put it, as long as you spell it right, you're there. And me and Jay Henry gonna actually be at Strokers on Friday at 8 p.m.
Oh.
Yeah, we're gonna be at Strokers. Jay's gonna be on top of the pole.
They gonna have they brass. They got the Brasso.
We got the
Brasso and baby powder.
Yes.
And baby powder.
And baby powder.
Wait, hold on, wait a minute.
My dad's name is Cool.
I need to hear that one more time. Hold on, Kenny Miles, let me get this straight. You and Jay Henry going to be at Strokers?
Yeah, we're going to be at Strokers. So all the ladies come out. It's ladies' night. You're free until 2 p.m. Free to 2 p.m. After 2 p.m., it's going to be whatever they charge y'all. And,
hilarious.
Y'all come on out.
And you know what? You know what? I don't want to see that, but I might pop in. Hey, man, I can't thank you guys enough for coming in. The song y'all did together is ridiculous. I'm going to play it one more time. Thank you so much. It's a Music Monday. Y'all stay right there. Don't go nowhere. This is Rodney Perry. We'll be right back, man, right back. You know what time it is. Your boy Rodney Perry is coming to a city near you. That's right, a city near you. Go to our website, www.rodneyperry.com. www.rodneyperry.com. That's right, the Black Tour is coming your way. And it's dark skin, dog. Yeah, that sounds like Tommy. I'm sorry, Tommy.
What did I do with my last 5 hours? Let's see. I was a dietitian, a housekeeper, a pediatrician. Yeah, that was a third degree boo-boo. A housekeeper, a sanitation engineer, a housekeeper. Good thing I have 5 hour energy to keep me going. What will you do with your next 5 hours?
The name of the song is Let Me Be the One. Jay Henry, Rude Boy. Check it out one more time.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all, stay right there. We come back more Rodney Perry Live.
What's the biggest number you can think of?
A trillion, billion, zillion.
That's pretty big. How about you?
10.
Okay. How about you?
Infinity.
Can you top that?
Infinity and one.
Actually, we are looking for infinity plus infinity. Sorry.
What about infinity times infinity?
It's not complicated. Bigger is better. And AT&T has the nation's largest 4G network.
Hey, y'all, this is Rodney Perry. You're tuned in to Rodney Perry Live, and it's another Music Monday. I like to reach out to my peers in entertainment that really lighten the collective burden, and those are our musicians and our singers and our, you know, those people, man, because sometimes when you can't find the words, it's these people that give us the words, you know, of our hearts. So, with that, I'm bringing on one of my friends, man. It's great. It's great when you get a random call and somebody's just checking on you, and you can say, "Hey, I got a show. Come on my show." And that's what happened the other day. This young lady is a talented singer, talented songwriter, talented vocalist. But on top of that, she's also a pretty damn good actress. And I'm looking forward to seeing her on the big screen again. I had an opportunity to work in a short film with her called Near Misses, where she played the lead. And when I tell you, this lady is flat out dope. Doper than anyone who tries to cope. So y'all listen up. Stay right here. We'll be right back. Listen to this trailer, though.
Before I tell you what I'm going to tell you, I already know what you're going to say. Girls always say they met the perfect guy. Well, this time I really did meet the perfect guy. Even the way we met was scripted right out of an Efron Sisters movie. Well, sort of.
The name of the film is Near Misses. It's been showcased all over the country, and my girl is the star. She killed it. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, we will be talking with Jamila. I'll stay right there. I'm playing her song right now. It's called Feeling Friendly.
Thank you.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Rodney Perry. We are back. We are back. We are back. And welcoming my friend, let me get on the line, Miss Jamila. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Hi, Rodney.
Man, you know what? I can't thank you enough. I played the Near Misses trailer because
yes.
I had to. I had to. I had an opportunity to share the screen with you, and when I tell you, you were flat out awesome in this movie, man, and you held your own with the what we would looked at at that juncture in our career as a more seasoned actor, and I mean, you really kind of killed it on so many levels. The movie is beautifully shot, and hold on, can y'all hear me?
Yes.
No, continue. Okay, cool. The movie beautiful shot. Madeline, call back in as the host, just in case they kick us off, and hopefully they won't. But
okay.
Call back in as the host. Can you hear me, Jamila?
Yeah, I can totally hear you.
Okay,
you
cool.
You got a brown girl blushing over here. I hear you so well.
Nice, nice. So with that, but now your music career is taking off, and Let's get the people where they can find you first. The website is itsjamila.com. The Facebook is itsjamila. And some asshole take itsjamila on Twitter.
Yes. Yes, they did. But that's
I don't
they're,
like
they're
that.
Not a, they're not an asshole. They're just sharing. They're just sharing in this love.
They're
this
sharing.
Love of the name. We're sharing.
So the way to get to you is you're at
itsjamila444. Yeah. Which is super sweet for me. I love my fours, if you know me.
I see you love the fours now. You know, I've been a fan of yours. I mean, you know, like I said when I talked to Algebra, you know, the people, one thing about having a show like this is you talk to who you want to talk to.
Yeah.
And I've been a fan of you as a human being before I even knew that you were gifted like this. Like, we in our days at the Comedy Union working for the Manic in Mitchell, you were really one of the bright spots around that place, man, and such a just an awesome human being. And now you're really doing it on the music scene. How is the game treating you?
How's the game treating me? You know, I have to say, you know, it can only treat you how you treat it. It's really just about your perception on the whole thing. And I know that there are bumps and bruises in this road, just like, you know, in acting too, there's so much rejection in that. So, you know, it's just about me putting my heart forward and doing what it is that I love. And I love being about love. And I love performing that. And it's pretty amazing. So as long as I'm doing that, it's really not about what the game is doing. Yeah, so that's good.
So stylistically, what is Jamila? Who are you? Because, like, I get a kind of a sense of world music when I listen to you.
Thank you. That's definitely what I go for is world music. Cause, I mean, love is universal, and that's what I tend to write about. I joke when I say, you know, it's not a joke when I say I don't sit down and anticipate writing about love. It's just what always is coming out. So that is being universal.
So will I not get a I smash the windows in your car? Are you not gonna do that one?
No, that's not my style. But that needs to be out there, though. I can't take anything away from that. There's a place for everybody. Let me tell you. I think, like, even in the light of like bad situations, I think I've written like maybe five like breakup songs, like overall, just like overall. But everything else is like, even in the darkest hours, I'll be like, but you know what? There is that situation out there that's like this.
Right.
How did you hear it go?
You strike me as a glass half full type of person. You know,
yes.
Is that true?
Yes, yes. Yes, that's the Aquarian in me.
Ah, the Aquarian. Okay.
Yeah, remember we go
okay.
back to my little vibrant Virgo. I'm your little, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, my, you know, the Aquarians like me for some reason. And we're, you know, in relationship, we're like polar opposites, but they love me. The Aquarians love me.
Yeah, I'm probably like the head of the Aquarius fan club for Rodney Perry.
Hilarious.
I think last time I checked in on that feed, I was pretty high up there.
Yeah, you way up in the rafters of that. Now, give me the origin. I mean, did it all start in Oakland?
Yes, it did start in Oakland. I was born there, and
can I stop you before you go there? Can I stop you?
Tell
you
me.
Don't give off Oakland to me. Like, if I didn't know you were from Oakland, because I lived in the Bay for several years.
Right.
And, you know, I ain't never heard you say hella. I ain't never heard you say, that's hella whack. I ain't never heard you say that. So, are you hiding your Oakland roots?
No, not at all. Not at all. I thought I said hella all the time. That's the thing. I was like, really? You've never heard me say hello? Like, that's just kind of, that's just, you know, that's like and the, but, you know?
I love it.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. It's funny, like, people would think that I was from the East Coast. I would get that a lot. Or when I would say from the Bay, like, oh, yeah, I get that. Like, you're really cool. Like, I can get, like, how you're from the Bay. And I'm like, oh, thanks. I appreciate that. Shout out to the Bay.
Yeah, shout out to the Bay. So the Bay Area rich musical tradition.
Yes.
Who are some of the influence, man? Who are the people that you watch to say, you know what, that's what it is about?
Other than anybody I've ever heard and liked, I would say specifically Sade is a beautiful being. Stevie Wonder, like, I've had moments where I just heard his song and I just, for the first time, and stopped in my tracks. I just remember being younger, like, what is that?
Wow.
Like, oh, my God, that is, the words he just said, that's so beautiful. Like, I was just, even talking about it right now, I have goosebumps just because the way he puts those words together is just really amazing. And he's just such a loving individual. He saw so much love in the world, even though, you know, he didn't have sight. And I think he's amazing. Isley Brothers, I love. I was always one that listened to music that was before my time. So, you know, like an old soul. It's some of those staples like the Isleys and Al Green and, you know, the Lovers, music for the Lovers. And here I am.
Making music for the Lovers again.
For the Lovers,
You know, what is it about that subject matter that draws you think?
What is it about that subject matter?
About love, you know.
About love.
I mean,
it's something that is just, I mean, it's near and dear to my heart. It's something that I strive for I strive to be in love all the time, in that sense of just being not just with somebody that I'm with, but everybody that I interact with when I'm in my car, to not be frustrated with the person in front of me, but to be in a space of love, to be cool. And, you know, just me wanting that in my life, like me wanting the, like I always say, like my songs are like love notes and love letters to the man that I will eventually spend a significant amount of my time with. So, I think that's why it's like it's putting out what it is that I want and what it is that I want for everybody. And I think you when you said love in need of love today, I think that's very true. So I just wanted to say that.
Well, the musically, you have it feels like I'm floating when I'm listening to you. You know,
yeah,
I feel like I'm like, you know, that I can really like put on the Jamila joint and just kind of really release. Was that your intention at all?
Yeah, definitely. I always tell people, you know, I like the type of music that I could be completely in and get taken away by, and that I could also kind of have in the background and just check in and out of it at will. And I think because since that's what I enjoy, that's what I create. And I've been fortunate enough to hook up with a very talented producer and DJ, a man in the loft, and he is really, really good at that. So when I hear his tracks, them themselves take me on a journey, and I'm like, wow, I was just riding. I was just, what you were doing, like I was floating. So it's a really good, like I'm very lucky to have been able to hook up with somebody and be able to create, like we favor each other so much in that sense. Sometimes it might be hard for me to write a track because I keep getting caught up in it that I'm not writing, I'm just floating. I'm like, hey, come back and get this done.
You float too much.
Right. Thank you, Rodney. Like, I love you so much. This is so, like you said, like, I was just calling to say, hey, what's up? How you doing? I'm like, show? What? Get out of here. Let's go.
I mean, and these music shows are really huge for me, and it's even more powerful for me personally when I get to talk to one of my friends, and I'm so impressed at your journey, you know. So I'll tell you what, I'm gonna play I Can Feel, okay? I'm gonna play I Can Feel, and when I come back, I want you to share your journey up to this point with my audience, just to let people know what it's like as you're building this brand.
Okay.
All right, y'all. Stay right there. This is Rodney Perry. You tuned in to Rodney Perry Live. We're talking to Jameela. Hit her up on Twitter. She's at It's Jameela444. Hit her right now. Let her know that we're getting it in on Rodney Perry. Yeah. I don't know what that means. I don't know the yeah part. I don't know what that is.
I know you want me. Same way about you. I mean, life without laughter, what is that?
And, you know, I wish I could say that I thought you were such an awesome human being before I got to know how talented you were, but I thought you were an awesome human being and seeing how talented you were. I've always been a super big fan of you. I think you are absolutely hilarious, and laughter is incredibly healing. So all you comedians are doctors as far as I'm concerned, just going out and giving doses of laughter to everybody. So I appreciate you and hold you in such a high regard. I think you're amazing. Man, amazing comedian, a father. Like, so I'm just really I'm happy to be able to, you know, be here and speak with you on your show and see everything that you've done over the years. It's really, really amazing. So I'm happy for you.
Well, so we two happy ass people, and I love that. You understand me? The music. Where can people find? What's your website? That's what I mean.
My website is itschjamila.com. That's itschjamila.com. You can find the music at on iTunes. Also, jamila.bandcamp, jamila.bandcamp. You can find Crazy and Feeling Friendly as well. The name of the EP is Love is Sexy. And look out.
Y'all got all the information right there. She's not hard to find. She's at itschjamila.com. 444, that's ITSJAMILA 444. On Facebook, she's also It's Jamila. And the website is itsjamila.com. Thank you so much for coming on today, sis.
Thank you.
And you know what? When you do the record release and when the video comes out, whatever you got going on, please still know you have a home here and we can chop it up again. I got more stuff I want to ask you. I'm just out of time.
Can I add that for any of your listeners who will be in Los Angeles or in the Los Angeles area, I will be doing an acoustic set at the W Hotel two days after your birth, actually, on the 17th of September. I'll be at the W Hotel in Hollywood. All right.
Done deal. We'll definitely get the word out, and this is a pleasure. So stay blessed. Her name is Jamila, y'all. It's Jamila, and she came on Rodney Perry. We doing it. Believe that. Hey, sis, thank you so much. Hey,
thank you,
guys. Rodney. You guys have been incredible as usual. This is Rodney Perry Live, and you are awesome. It's all about love. It's all about love. Jamila, you gave us that today. It's all about love. Whatever you're going through, whatever you think is insurmountable in your life, know that through love and with love, you can conquer that. My name is Rodney Perry. That's our show.